I want to have a chat to this man because he was outstanding tonight. He got our 5 votes for being best of field. I speak of none other than Nick Natanui. Nick, welcome to 3RW Footy. Congratulations on the win.
Mate, guys, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Was that as good as you felt personally in your role in the ruck tonight this season?
Oh, yeah, it was a good win. Obviously, we've had a couple of the wins the last few weeks, but that feels a lot better just the way we fought back and really grinded out in that last quarter in particular. Yeah, I thought the boys were playing a pretty good brand of footy, and that felt really good.
Yeah, Nick Daniel Harford, mate, well done. You were sublime tonight. It was a joy to watch you and your craft tonight. So well done on that and for the boys' win. But it was looking a bit tight there at halftime. What was the change in system you implemented in the second half? Because it looked like Geelong had your measure in the first half, restricting your ball use.
Yeah, they did. They restricted a fair bit, and they defended really well. But I thought the boys played a really good contested brand in the second half in particular. Guys like Luke Shuey and Elliot Yeo in our mids. And just really put their head over the footy. And even though they denied us, some of that uncontested footy, we found a way through, that hard in and under stuff.
So take us into the conversation and the tone of the conversation at the halftime. What's the tone of Adam Simpson when he's talking to you about what you need to do in the second half? Is he energised? Is he angry? Is he very calm? What's he like in giving those instructions?
No, his tone probably sticks the same throughout the whole course of the game. He's pretty level-headed and goes through, I guess, what we need to implement, what we need to change up, what they've taken away from us, what we can do better. And, we've got a pretty good group that, can adjust on the go. So I thought we did it better in the second half.
Tell us about the intel that Tim Kelly gave you this week for the Cats. Obviously, he was a champion for them in the last couple of seasons and is doing great things for you guys as well this year. What did you learn from him that you were able to implement today about defeating the Cats?
Yeah, he was our little inside man, a little snitch, a little mole. So he gave us all the ins and outs of what they do and I guess what they did against us, previously and, in that final in particular last year. So he got some good insight, but at the end of the day, it came back to, who wanted to win the hard stuff and the contest more. And, I think we did that really well in the second half.
Tell me about that little wraparound tap to Josh Kennedy in the last quarter of the forward 50 stoppage. We saw you pat your thigh and we thought something's going to be on the fly here. I didn't expect it to be Josh Kennedy, but how many times would you practice that? And the joy in Josh Kennedy's face was pretty something too.
Yeah, our smalls, we didn't have that connection up forward for the first three quarters, so... Big Joker, he's in some good form at the moment, and when a big forward's hungry for a goal, he'll find any way to get there. So he gave him the little nod and told me where to put it, and fell into his lap and he finished the goal. So he's showing the little guys how to do it.
And Nick, tell us about being at home, and you've had to travel all your career to the East Coast, and it does take a lot out of players from the West. But being at home for an extended period, how much of a difference does that make in recovery?
Oh, it's massive. I just said the danger after the game. I said, now you know what it's like to be in a hotel for a long period of the season. Some of those guys in Victoria never travel as much, but that's just the way it is. There's a majority of teams over there in Victoria, and it's awesome being at home, being in our own surroundings, but probably fair to say we'll be on the road again in a couple of weeks' time and probably all be up in Queensland. So we'll enjoy it while we can with the crowd here, but I dare say we'll be moving again in a few weeks.
Nick, the fact that you more than likely will be moving again, is that just something you take in your stride? Obviously, you've had to do a 5-week stint already, but obviously the group is prepared to go again given the season that we're having and no one expected?
Yeah, I think we're prepared. Like you said, it's pretty uncertain times with what's happening in the general public at the moment, so we're lucky enough to be able to be playing footy, so we've got to travel, we'll do so, some of the teams haven't been home for longer than what we have, so we've all got to do it for the sake of football. So, we're happy to go.
Hey, last one. How nice is it to have a crowd? We're a little bit jealous of you here in Victoria that you've got 30,000 there.
It's good. It's good to get some interaction. We're pretty strict with what we can and can't do at home. So to come to the footy and see so many people, it's a buzz. It's a thrill for us, and we're very blessed to be here at home and have 30,000 people and maybe more in the next couple of weeks.
I'll tell you what, Nick, we're blessed to be able to watch you in action. Fantastic game tonight. Appreciate your time on 3RW Footy.
Thanks very much, guys.
Nick Natanui, an absolute star on and off the field.